Coming to you from the bottom of Lake Agassiz. Welcome to the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on the mighty 790 KFGO, FM 104.7, 94.1, KFGO.com, the KFGO mobile app. You can enjoy Outdoors Live in many different ways. And I say that quite frankly and quite honestly because you're listening to Outdoors Live, but it might be on a podcast. And if you haven't checked out the podcast, I would encourage you to do that and to subscribe to the podcast. That's one thing that, I mean, I love the outdoors, like Brew and Agri, Gone Outdoors, or listening to some of the great guests that also talk about the outdoors, not just Scotty Brewer and Kyle Agri, but Joel Heitkamp will have great guests on about game and fish, hunting, fishing in the outdoors, Tyler Axis, Amy and JJ, KFGO News. So the podcast is something that I've grown to appreciate. And the beautiful thing on that is you can listen to Outdoors Live live on the air. You can listen to the podcast whenever you want. You can go back if you missed a part and listen to it again. So that's really, really a cool way for you to enjoy the weekend edition of Outdoors Live. I am a former game warden and a current biologist for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. And each weekend, we take a little different look at the outdoors. It's not just simply casting and blasting, hunting and fishing. It's a unique outdoors magazine that comes to life. So thank you for allowing us to be a part of your weekend. Probably not a real easy subject to broach, but when we talk about the weaponization of the Endangered Species Act or the weaponization of wolves, I don't mean that in a negative. I mean that more in an opinion as a biologist that's been around for a while. I feel like I've been around this game long enough to know that there are always different ways, different views to look at things. And it's not necessarily just from the biologist's point of view, but there's a different way that people view things from a game warden's point of view, from a farmer's point of view, from a rancher and a farmer, a landowner versus a game and fish biologist and a game warden. And when it comes to wolves, it is a hot button topic and subject. There are a group of people that look at wolves as being weaponized. That's not the term that I use. That's the term that they use. And what they explain is how you take an apex predator like a wolf and you make sure that they meet a criteria to be considered a threatened and endangered species. When something is determined as threatened and endangered, there are also non-compatible activities that take place, something that could potentially threaten the current and the future of a population, whether it's a western prairie-fringed orchid down in the Cheyenne grasslands, whether it's a pallid sturgeon in the waterways. Think of the spotted owl of lore from 30 years ago in the western United States. And people look at the wolf and view that as anti-hunters potentially using the status of a wolf. A wolf gets a threatened and endangered species status. And the limitations on hunting or trapping wolves, specifically maybe in Minnesota, that population grows. They feed on what hunters may prefer, deer or moose. And as a wolf population grows unchecked, then the prey population, what they're going to eat is going to be reduced. And so you see a population of moose or deer. The other thing, don't forget, is as a wolf population grows, they're going to eat calves, they're going to eat cows. Now, in many instances, if you look at like the wild game of deer or moose, most predators, I say most, not in all situations, most predators look at how much energy can I gain without using more energy. A wolf chasing after a healthy moose or a wolf pack is going to take up more energy than taking after a moose calf or maybe a sick or a dying moose, which, remember in the discussion, may not survive anyway. Not every moose calf survives every year. Not every moose, a moose does not live forever. So you have to understand that. But by protecting the wolf and growing a wolf population and a deer or a moose population doesn't grow or actually is reduced because of the increased availability and predation by a growing wolf population, you reduce hunter opportunities. Just think about that. And then do that over the course of time. Because as a deer population shrinks, a moose population shrinks, then the availability and the opportunity for hunters can shrink by using as a tool an Endangered Species Act. You could potentially reduce huntable populations and reduce hunting, and that is a goal of anti-hunting organizations and groups. Something to think about, something to chew on, and then just think if you're a hunting group in an organization, if you're a farmer or rancher dealing with wolves that are causing depredation and livestock losses. Yeah, it's a lot to think about. Speaking of wildlife, Bill Haas is the Assistant Chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I just want to roll back just a second, because where we're at today is a lot because of where we were at a year ago in the grips of winter. Where are we at today, Bill Haas?
Yeah, so last winter was very difficult statewide. We had lots of snow, way below average temperatures. It was a brutal winter for wildlife and people alike, as we can remember. So last winter, as you remember, we started in mid-November or midway through deer season. And by the end of deer season, access was very difficult. This year was a lot different situation. As you remember, this deer season, access was great. We had that snowstorm in late October, and I thought, oh boy, here we go again. But luckily, we had really good weather. It all melted away, dried out before our gun deer season, and access was wonderful.
You do. You do. The thing with wildlife, you always have to look at the past year for sure. Sometimes, you know, especially in terms of habitat, it's over the course of years, but definitely in terms of winter mortality and a population being able to potentially rebound and maintain and maybe expand, is you definitely have to look at the last year. That's exactly what we're doing. That is what Bill Haas, he is the Assistant Chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. This is the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on the mighty 790 KFGO, FM 94.1, 104.7, KFGO.com, the KFGO mobile